The new 28-bed inpatient facility is intended to bridge the gap between acute care and independent living. Healthcare officials say the facility is just one of the ways that Santa Clara County is grappling with mental health after declaring a mental health emergency in January 2022. The facility will provide round-the-clock care for residents who are stable upon hospital discharge. It plans to offer case management, medication management, counseling, and crisis intervention, among other services. Momentum for Health will run the center. It's one of Santa Clara County's largest nonprofit providers of mental health and substance use treatment services. Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors President Susan Ellenberg said the entire state of California is working to meet a growing demand for mental health services.
Both the governor and our state legislators have proposed major reforms in the structure and financing of our behavioral health system. What's significant to highlight is that while the state sets policy and the funding framework, the actual implementation of treatment services falls to California's 58 counties. Counties, in turn, depend on cities to permit new care facilities. All of these partnerships are absolutely essential.
Earlier this year, Governor Newsom proposed a 2024 ballot initiative that would amend the Mental Health Services Act and authorize a bond to build new community behavioral health beds in residential settings across the state. Supervisor Ellenberg said that Santa Clara County has expanded contracts to add 99 beds and is currently constructing 123 other beds at county properties. She said the county has also approved funding for another 173 beds. Democratic State Senator Aisha Wahab said she knows from experience the importance of getting enough support from state and local governments.
I think some of you guys are very familiar. I grew up in the foster care system, and so I was very much a ward of the state of California. And as a ward of the state of California, the, hate to say it, sometimes government support is not what it is. It should be far more and far deeper in impact and support, especially for those that really rely on it 100%.
Wahab says that the new facility will provide a safety net for vulnerable county residents. County officials said the new center will also provide support for those who are at risk for homelessness or rehospitalization. Santa Clara County Supervisor Joe Simidian says that the new center has the potential to save lives.
Each one of these rooms offers the opportunity, the hope of a better life. Each one of these rooms promises the hope of a life that is fuller and richer and utterly worth living.
The facility is slated to open in the fall. For KPFA News, I'm Evgenia Anastasakos in Santa Clara.